Our next topic is one that's of great interest because the workplace limits have now extended far outside the workplace for workplace employment law to off-duty conduct. It leads to great stories of what people do in their off time that sometimes impacts their employment. And to deal with it this afternoon, we have Paul Harris, who practices law with Schellest, Lazars, and Slobin on the plaintiff's side of the docket in Houston. He's part of the small town caucus, being from Borger, Texas. As someone from Sulphur Springs, Texas, I know how small towns are, and they are good places to be from, is the key part of that. Paul started with Butler and Harris. Harris and Butler it is, I guess. And if you were here for John Griffin's talk yesterday in the litigation track about the two FBI cases, we now have with us the guy who was really doing all the legal work on their associate, Paul Harris, back at the time they were taking on the FBI. So, Paul, help us with off-duty conduct.
All right. Thank you very much. All right, let's do a mic check. Microphone check, 1, 2. All right. Thanks for having me here today, even though you really had no say in the matter. I'm going to talk about dealing with off-duty conduct. And I would posit to you that maybe you don't want to deal with off-duty conduct. It's something to think about. It's worth thinking about. Real quick, I want to give a few shout-outs. So one shout out is to Madison Sheridan. She's helped me out along the way. She's helped us all out. So good job. You should probably get a raise. Of course, I want to thank all the workers. I don't know if they can hear me, but you know, none of this happens without a lot of folks working hard to feed us and keep everything tidy. All right. The last shout out I want to give is to a colleague named Ed Moreland. He can't be with us today. He's off causing good trouble in whatever afterlife he believes in, but he's a good guy. He helped a lot of people, so it's worth a shout out to. All right, so yeah, I'm from Borger, Texas. We're known for having a geodesic dome, which is pretty cool. We're also known for the fact that the Texas Rangers had to come into Borger not once, not twice, but 3 times to clean up the town because we were so nefarious. So I'm kind of proud of that. I grew up just right down the street from that. It may or may not have something to do with my asthma, but some parts of it are actually pretty. All right, so off-duty conduct is fun to talk about. Like we said, there's a lot of drama. And gosh, I feel bad for workers who have jobs that it really matters for, because, well, I don't know. I just think about, like, when I was growing up, if there was as much surveillance and cell phones as there is now, I may not be here today. So it's tough out there. So the basic question is, can you punish employees for off-duty conduct? And the answer is, of course, silly. You can do just about whatever you want. You can fire somebody because you don't like their shoes, although I haven't heard that actually happen. But so yeah, the easy question is that, yeah, you can do it. I think the better question is, do you want to do it? So for example, you want to fire this guy just because he happens to be a little bit of a pyromaniac? You think that's what you want to do? Actually took this picture this past weekend, and we were out camping, and about 2 seconds later, this fire truck drove by, and we got a little scared, but this is my homie Keith. He has a barbecue truck here in Houston, but he doesn't deserve to get fired. He just likes to play with fire. Sometimes some companies want to punish people who smoke and on their off time. And to me, that's just un-American. I think it's not right. My wife just started working for Rice University. She doesn't smoke, but she told me that if you admit to smoking, you got to pay $50 a month. And I do partake in some nicotine from time to time, and so my attitude was like, well, shoot, I'll pay it. I'll pay the $50. It makes me feel fancy. It's not just a regular run-of-the-mill cigarette. But some states have laws that protect smokers.